So today I really do want to welcome everybody that's out there on the internet watching us today. Bless you and welcome to the Heart of Christ Church. And today we're going to be in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 10 through 15. And Pete, I'm so sorry, I did not give you my scriptures this morning. So I'm going to have to wait a moment so he can get them up on the screen for the folks who are out there with us in the internet world. But you can turn in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and follow along with me if you will. And you'll note, I talk about this piece of scripture many times, because this is where God tells us that there actually is a smoking section in heaven. But it's not smoking in the terminology that most of us understand, okay? And so it's coming to that place. We are live now, Pete? Okay, very good. And we're up with our scriptures. Well, that's what I meant when I said we're live. We got the we got the scriptures up. So from verse 10, we read this word from our Lord. According to the grace of God, which was given to me, like a wise master builder, I laid a foundation, and another is building on it. But each man must be careful how he builds on it. For no man can lay a foundation other than the one which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, or straw, each man's work will become evident. For the day will show it, because it is to be revealed with fire, and the fire itself will test the quality of each man's work. If any man's work, which he has built on it, remains, he will receive a reward. And if any man's work is burned up, he will suffer loss. But he himself will be saved, yet as through fire. Blessed be the word of our Lord. You can see there in verse 15 where the smoking section is. Because you're going to smell like smoke, and that's an eternal state. So you're going to smell like smoke for eternity. You know, I smoke a pipe. Many of you know that, and you people out there on the internet are probably going, oh my goodness, he's a Christian and he smokes. Yes, because it's the closest I will get to hell on this side of the grave. I'm a sinner saved by
grace.
Here's my reality. There will be many who are going to come into heaven and many who are going to receive that same blessing of eternity, but on different levels, okay? We need to understand that. There is a smoking section in heaven, but I won't be smoking my pipe in heaven. I can guarantee you that. Of course, I don't know that. You know, can you imagine? Boy, talk about the blasphemy right now. There's going to be people that are going to be bombarding us. Can you imagine seeing the Almighty Father smoking a pipe? I mean, oh my, we're going to hear it on that one, aren't we? But to get to my truth, here is the truth of the word, because that was Pastor Rich's folly, all right? The truth of the word is this: you and I have a foundation to which we are building upon. The question is, what are we building and how are we building? For you see, in building the kingdom, it needs to begin with a foundation. Look in your Bibles, verses 10 and 11. And this is something that I want us to understand, because there is a foundation. Every person's life, the kingdom of God begins with your life, okay? And there has to be a foundation laid. Now, according to verses 10 and 11, it says, I laid a foundation. Okay? Now, I want you to understand that. Everyone lays a foundation. The question is it a good foundation? Is it a sure foundation? Is it a strong foundation? Is it an eternal foundation? And most of us have to answer that question, no, before Christ Jesus. And I will honestly say that even in Christ Jesus, some of us have our mansion on the hill, and our summer cottage at the beach. Okay? And if you know the parables of the sinking sand and the house built on the rock, you get my picture, okay? Which one do you really want to live in? We want everybody to see us on the mansion on the hill, right? Up, built up on the rock where it's solid. But most of us want to live at the beach on the sand where the tide can come in and wash it away. And that's a truth. That's something that you know, I just spoke it myself because that's why I began the way I began. We are fallen creatures by nature. Thank you, Mama and Papa, Adam and Eve. All of us are fallen. We cannot escape it, okay? There's only been one person born sinless, and his name was Jesus Christ, and that's it. The rest of us have been born with a sin nature. And we build upon that foundation because that is the foundation that has been laid for us. And we continue to build upon that foundation until the day comes when we finally realize that there's another foundation, a foundation that is sure, a foundation that is strong, a foundation that is secure. But somebody else has to introduce us to that foundation. For many of you here today, and for many of you out there on the internet, that may have been a grandmother or a mother or a father brought you to church, okay? And you had Sunday school. And, you know, you came on Easter and Christmas, right? You know, that was my life, okay? My parents brought us to church 2 times a year. And then when I turned 8 years old, it was time to be baptized because my youngest sibling was born, and Mom said, let's do them all in one 12 swoop. Dunk them all. I had no idea what those things meant. I had no foundation. It wasn't until I turned 14 when I started seeking the Lord on my own accord. Thank you, great-grandmother. Okay? She led me to the Lord, to a knowledge of the Lord. Not a saving grace, to a knowledge of the Lord. And I longed after these things. We were learning about that here today in Bible study. And I longed after these things, and I started seeking. And the way my parents answered the question was they threw me into confirmation classes in a church I had never attended. And I was confirmed in the United Church of Christ. And I knew this, the Lord's Prayer and the Ten Commandments. That's how I came out of confirmation, 2 years. And I knew the Lord's Prayer and the Ten Commandments. Never heard of the Heidelberg Catechism. Had no idea what that stuff was. And when I would ask the pastor, because the pastor at the church at that time that I was attending was an interim, he was a student at the seminary in Lancaster. When I would ask him questions about Jesus or about the Holy Spirit, he would say, would you not worry about that stuff? I'll tell you what's important. That's the truth. Okay? So I didn't know any better. I thought, hey, you know, he's the expert. He's the minister. You know, he knows what's going on. I have to believe him, right? 2 years of confirmation, never touched the Bible. What kind of foundation was being laid for me? A foundation of sand, okay? A foundation of sand. And I built upon it with those bad materials because that's what I had been taught. But you and I each lay a foundation. Every person out there is laying a foundation. And many of them are wondering why their life is the way it is. Why do bad things keep happening to me? Where's your foundation? You know, and I'm going to say this, folks. Some of us who have been in church, okay? How many of us here in church, you know, have had times where it's like, why does this stuff keep happening to me? Why does this stuff keep happening to me? Because you're in your summer house, and it's built on the beach. Okay? Get it off the beach and set it on the rock. All right? Get it off the beach and set it on the rock. No matter where you are, you need to set it on the rock. What am I talking about? Folks, I'm going to be honest with you. All of us have a summer house. Anybody that's in Christ that doesn't tell me they have a summer house, and you all know what I'm talking about. If you're in Christ, you have a place that is built on sand, and you visit there often. That's why we sin, right, Miss Amy? See, Aster, she's being honest. God's going to bless her, okay? Because he's going to make her deal with her sin now this week because she said yes to that. She's like, oh, I'll never answer another question. No. Because by grace we go. All of us are sinners saved by grace. Okay? But all of us have those places. We have that beautiful mansion built on the rock because Jesus saved us. But we still have that summer house that we like to go to. We need to sell the summer house. We need to get rid of it. Get it out of our lives. Move those foundations out that we continue to work on and we continue to build on. Remember what Paul said here. I laid a foundation. There comes a point when we have to claim the fact that we are the ones who set this thing here. Nobody else did. We believed it. We accepted it. We live in it. And when we come to that place, then we can finally, you know, recognition is the first reality to cure. Okay, if you've ever been in a 12-step program, where does all that 12-step program come from? Right out of the Bible. And the first thing we have to do is recognize our own need, recognize our own situation. And when we come to that place of realizing, I built this, I put this here, other people may have helped me, but really nobody broke my arm to do it. Now we can finally begin to find that restoration and help. Because now there's a master builder who's there ready and waiting and wanting to lay a foundation, to place a cornerstone that is immovable and is perfectly level, straight, plumb, square. I mean, perfect. And his name is Jesus Christ. And he's waiting by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, the amazing thing is also we need to look at this because Paul is talking to other people. He says, I laid a foundation. There's another way we have to look at that. The first way is we have to claim it for ourselves that we did it. But now we need to understand that there are other people out there. Paul was talking to a church in Corinth. He laid a foundation for these people. They had never heard of Jesus before. They had no idea what was being said. So somebody had to go. Somebody had to tell them the word. And I'm running all over the place, Pete. You're probably having fun trying to keep up with me right now. I'm just thinking about that. Pete, they've told me, stay put, Pastor, stay put. And you all know me. If I did that, I couldn't talk. But I'll try and stay in my box. How's that, Pete? Awesome. He's back here smiling, laughing at me. We need to understand God wants us to take it out. Just as Paul took that message out, somebody brought that message into our lives. That's somebody for me, I already told y'all. That was my great-grandma, Dickie. Okay? That was her nickname to us all. Her name was Blanche. But I loved that woman. I had no idea what she was teaching me until I turned 18. And everything that she had been teaching me came flooding back in one moment, in one millisecond, when I was ready to take my own life, when I was ready to commit suicide. And I heard the words of the Lord speak the very words my great-grandmother had spoken to me so many times. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. You know, that's the exact scripture that God saved me with, John 3:16. Jesus spoke to me that day, and he said, Rich, I love you. Never forget it. Rocked my world. Rocked my world. And I've been living different since. Now, from the age of 18 to 32, it wasn't perfect because I still had my summer houses. I had a bunch of them. I had my little cabin in the mountains that I could retreat to when I wanted to be holy and right and good. But when I wanted to do my thing, I would walk away from that cabin retreat and I would find one of my many buildings on the swamp of life, on the sinking sands. Until finally one day I met another someone who reinforced the foundation that had been laid. And sometimes that's what we have to do. Sometimes we have to come back and be revisited, reminded, okay, of what is out there and what we're really doing, and that the foundation, you know, hey, you know, there may be a reason that things aren't going so good in your life right now. You know, you're over here doing these things, but then over here you're saying this stuff, okay? I'm going to tell them myself. Do y'all mind if I tell them myself for a little bit? Okay? I used to go get drunk, and I would be at the bar preaching Jesus to the people in the bar. Now, isn't that smart? But that's how God would talk to me. Well, how God talks to me when I'm inebriated, I can understand him. I can hear him better. And do you know, I still talk with people today that will tell me that. They'll tell me, it just frees my spirit and I can, and it's like, wow, what a bunch of garbage. What a bunch of garbage. We'll tell ourselves anything. We'll tell ourselves, to justify the foundations that we want, we'll tell ourselves anything. But one of the things I'm here to tell you is, you got to get those things out of your life. If you want that life of victory, and guess what? The next stuff we're going to be getting into is called living in victory. Because we got to build this thing first. We got to get the foundation laid, and then we got to start putting courses on before we can live in victory. So I'm already laying out where we're going over the summer here, all right? But one of the awesome things is we need to remember God brings other people into our lives to help us get this stuff straightened out, that we begin to get rid of these bad foundations. And that takes us to verse 11. He says, "For no man can lay a foundation other than the one which is laid, which is Jesus Christ." Folks, you and I need to understand there is only one sure foundation. Everything else is sinking sand. Everything else is sinking sand. Pete, if you would, get ready with Matthew 16, 15 through 18. And you all can turn there for now, because we're going to read that scripture here in just a second. Matthew, I want to mark this spot so we can come back here, because we're coming back here. Matthew chapter 16, because that's where we're headed. But as you and I understand God's reality, you know, we want our foundation. We want the things that we want, but God wants us to have that which is good, that which is right, that which is pure, that which is noble. You know, we're told to think on these things, okay? Because this is Christ. This is God giving us the one true foundation. He is the maker sustainer. All right? There's only one. Nowhere else in all the world do we find anyone who has died for the salvation of mankind. Nowhere, all right? There's nowhere in Scripture where we are told someone was born to this world, suffered, died, and was crucified, and called himself God other than Jesus Christ. Now, he either is God or we are all crazy. And I don't know about you, but I'm not crazy. Because this man is God, the man Jesus Christ, and he is that foundation. He came at the appropriate time, and he's coming again. He fulfilled so much scripture from verse 16, or from chapter 16, beginning in the 15th verse of Matthew. Beginning in the 15th verse of Matthew, he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" He's talking to Peter. And Simon Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overpower it. I will give to you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven." Blessed be the word of the Lord. Can I get an amen? Amen. When you and I understand that this is the only foundation, this foundation is the faith, not Peter, but the words that he said, The fact that Jesus is the Christ, he is the only name under heaven by which man may be saved. That's John, 1 John. He is the only name by which man may be saved. No other place, all right? And for those folks who are out there on the internet thinking that there's pluralistic ways and you can come in many ways, it doesn't matter. You know, Mitch told us a story just the other week where he was at a church giving testimony, and the woman, one of the ladies of the church, actually came up to him afterwards because he said, Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And that's going to be the next scripture we're going to look at. And the woman said to him, how dare you say that in our church? There are more than one way to come. There's more than one way to come to God. No, there isn't. In fact, let me show you why. Turn in your Bibles to the book of John, chapter 14. When we build on the faith that is present, this is the statement that we are building on. This is the truth that God has given us, John chapter 14. This is the truth that God has given us in the form of Jesus Christ, his Son, born for our redemption. John chapter 14, let me know when you're there, Pete. Verses 1 through 7, it's where we're going. All right, here we go from verse 1. And it happened that when he went into the house of one of the leaders of the Pharisees of the Sabbath, on the Sabbath to eat bread, they were watching him closely. Oh, I'm in Luke. Wow. Wow. I'm like, what? I'm not where? Huh? Thank you, Marion. That's why you're an elder. Boy, my elders are proving themselves today, aren't they? Thank you, Jesus. John. Yeah, I get embarrassed. I embarrass myself. Hey, I've got feet planted on soil. My feet are still in the dirt, people. They're still in the sand of this life. But my spirit is planted on the rock. There we go. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you. Praise you, Jesus. For if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may also be. And you know the way where I am going. And Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How do we know the way? And Jesus said to them, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. Praise his holy name. That is the solid foundation that each and every one of us must build upon. There is no other foundation laid that can be laid. Okay? And when we get to the point of understanding that and walking in that reality, we will realize that the kingdom of God is bigger than any of us know. Because the kingdom encompasses all those who have believed this truth, past, present, and future. Whether they're here in Lebanon, whether they're here in Lebanon, Pennsylvania, or in India. And together, we have a responsibility to help lay that foundation. Again, the apostle said, I have laid a foundation first. It's personal. We each must lay a foundation in our own lives. Second, we are to help others lay that foundation, because that's exactly what the apostle was doing. He was taking the message out to those who did not hear. Paul would go to places where nobody else had been so he could take the word and plant it in soil that necessarily wasn't very good soil. And we learned about different soils today, okay, in our discipleship class. And that, you know, some of it's hard as rock. Some of it is loose and a little bit of it will grow, but then it dies because it has no root. And then others of it, you know, hey, it grows among thistles and thorns and they get choked out, you know. And then yet there's some that grows on good ground and it produces a crop. What? 30, 60, 100-fold. I'm going to tell you all right now, you are every one of those soils. You are every one of those places in your life. Because you have areas, most of us have areas where we are hard as a rock, and I'm just not going to let God penetrate there. Now, as we get a little bit older, you know, Miss Gloria reminded us that she's 80, and we told her she's got more stripes than any of us on her arm right now, okay? God has removed many or most of the rocks, all right? There are very few hard places in her life anymore, all right? But for those of us who are in our 20s and 30s and teens, we got a lot of rocks in there yet, okay? My mom used to tell me, you got rocks in your head. Yeah, when I was young, I certainly did, because I wanted it my way. I liked Burger King. But each and every one of us is that very reality for different places in our lives. But the foundation that is needs to be replacing all these other things is the foundation of Jesus Christ, okay? We need to come back to that place of saying, in this area of my life, I need to remove myself from there, and I need to place God in that corner. And, you know, how many corners are there in a house? Is there only one corner in a house? Jesus needs to be under every corner of your household. He needs to be the whole foundation, not just a part of it. And sometimes it takes us a little while. Because I don't know if you've ever watched people construct a house, you know, they'll start laying up one corner and start moving it out towards another corner. Then once they get to that corner, they lay that corner in and they start moving it out. And the whole time the center here isn't done, right? But they've moved it across and they get that corner squared. Then they move it across to the next corner. Then they move it across to the next corner. Again, we have to take the time. That's progressive sanctification. I loved our lesson today because it just touched on so much of where I was going today. Just confirmed to me that what we're doing here today and the fact that we're moving out, we're laying another cornerstone, a cornerstone for you and a cornerstone for us. But that cornerstone has already been laid. His name is Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. And I'm excited. I should be excited. Because, man, I'm going to tell you right now, without Jesus Christ being the foundation of this thing that we're getting ready to do, there is no reason to do it. Because if we build it, who's responsible for it? We are. Boy, we're getting it, aren't we? We are literally, we are hearing the Word of God. We're not just listening to it, we're hearing the Word of God. And we are becoming the living Word of God. And it's so amazing because you're all part of that. I got goosebumps right now. Under this long sleeve shirt, I got goosebumps because the Holy Spirit is in the house. And He is working in this little church. We're not a big church by any means. But you know what? In the state of Pennsylvania, we're a moderate church. That's exactly what we're considered. A moderate church that's getting ready to explode because we're holding to the truth of God. And as we make those moves, as God plans things out and we follow Him, as we build upon the foundation, God will see to it that what is built will stand. This is the part that I cannot wait to move into, because the reality is the kingdom begins with the foundation, okay? Building the kingdom begins with the foundation. But the next thing we have to understand in building the kingdom is it requires the best materials be used. It requires the best materials be used. Look at verse 12. Turn back in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 12. Before we go there, we have to go back to verse 10, okay? Verse 10, because it says, I laid a foundation, right? Paul says there, I laid a foundation. But then right after that says, another is building on it, right? Each man must be careful how he builds on it. Then going over to verse 12, he says, now if any man builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, or straw, each man's work will become evident, for the day will show it, because it is to be revealed with fire, and the fire itself will test the quality of each man's work. How many of us like to go shopping at discount sales, 20% off, 30% off? You know, I look for my Kohl's coupons to come where, you know, you get to peel it, and is it a 15 or a 30 percenter? If it's 15%, it stays on the catalog. If it's 30%, I might take a trip to Kohl's and see what's on their clearance rack, because I get 30% off of the 70%. They've already marked it down. Woohoo! I'm cheap. I'm frugal. Whatever you want to call it. I'm Dutch. I'm smart. We like to save money. We like to keep our money for the things that we want, right? We don't want to put out that great expense for this thing. You know, well, I can buy a Lynn and I, this is funny, our washing machine just trashed itself, okay? And, hey, we've had the thing for 15 years. You know, what did I expect? You know, it was bought, you know, when things were only meant to last 5 years, so we got a good bit of time out of it. But anyhow, it just gone. It still works, but the agitator falls apart, so it just kind of moves the water around now. Anyway, I'm going to go to either the orange store or the blue store. You all know what I'm talking about. And I'm going to look and see which one is on sale, which one I can get for a decent price. And, you know, I'm going to be cheap about it, frugal about it, smart about it. Because I don't want to spend all my hard-earned money on one piece of equipment. I mean, I can go and buy the top of the line and spend $1,200 for a washing machine. But I'm just not into spending $1,200 for a washing machine. Many of us in life are not willing to invest, because when you work in the kingdom, you're not spending anything. This is the one thing we all have to understand. When you are working in the kingdom, you are investing. And I want us to understand what it means to invest with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and straw. Do you want to know what that means? Do you want to know what that means? Cool. Come back next Sunday and we'll find out. Because here it is, folks. We've got a foundation to lay before we can build on it. And the foundation has already been laid, which is Jesus Christ. And what we're getting ready to do is increase our foundation. And to that, I'm going to bid you all out there on the internet world, God bless you. May the Lord bless and keep you. May His hope follow you throughout your days. And may you find that foundation, which is the sure foundation of Jesus Christ. But for us here at the Heart of Christ Church, we have a very special occasion to take place, as we're going to be bringing one into our fold and increasing the footprint of our church, and helping to build the kingdom even more solid for someone else. So to that, we are going to close this day. Would you rise in prayer with me and join me next week as we look at what it means to build upon this foundation with costly materials. Father God, we thank You that You have laid a foundation and You're increasing our foundation. Lord, we have prayed that prayer that You would extend our tent stakes, that You would increase our territory. And Lord, You're doing just that by coupling us with another. So, Father, we thank You for Your blessing, and we pray, Lord, that we would allow Your foundation in every area of our lives, that we would truly be the body of Jesus Christ and Him the head, that we would hear from heaven and know Thy will and work Thy way. Thank you, Lord, for meeting us here this day. Guide us into the truth of your word, and may we take that word out and help others build that foundation, lay the foundation, who is Jesus Christ our Lord. And all the church says,
amen.
And amen.
You have been listening to a Bible teaching from the Heart of Christ Church. You can find us on the web at www.theheartofchristchurch.com. If you have found benefit in listening to this message, you can send us an email from our contact page, or if you would like to donate or write to us, do so at P.O. Box 1011, Quentin, PA 17083.